Srila Prabhupada had a vision to cover the earth with transcendental literature and with Krishna consciousness. And when he saw this sign, which many of you may have seen because it's a famous paint company here in America called Sherman Williams. That's why it says SWP on the can, Sherman Williams Paint. And Prabhupada commented that this should also be our motto, to cover the earth. He liked this idea. So, in conceiving of covering the earth, we often think of a wave, in this case, a tsunami. Tsunami is a wave that comes from the ocean that just keeps on going, and it can cover vast amounts of land. And our tsunami of Sankirtan is meant to, by the force of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and the mercy of the Acharyas, cover the entire earth, go to every town and village. So what we're looking to do is create a tsunami of book distribution. Tsunami wave doesn't exactly look like the one I just showed you, but that last one was kind of impressive, even though it was fake. Tsunami has a wall of water behind it. Even though the wave may not look big, it keeps on coming. It comes onto the land and it keeps on going. And what is the force behind the tsunami of book distribution that has started by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and which we attempt to now continue throughout the whole world? Well, one thing is the question of how. Prabhupada said when you have a mission and you don't know what to do or how to do it, you should ask Krishna. And you should continually ask, how can I do, how can I do, how can I do? There is an answer to everything by the Lord's mercy. He's there within the heart. And if we're asking this question, how can I do it? How can I be empowered to do it? How can I find the resources to do it? Then Krishna will respond and he will give us everything necessary to do so. But one of the ways that I suggest is that we be dissatisfied. Be what? Dissatisfied, yes. Be very dissatisfied with what we have so far. Why? Let's look at some of the other organizations who are spreading literature around the world, like the Gideons International, 91.8 million books, and they're increasing at a level of 8% a year. And the Jehovah's Witness, who distribute 70 million copies of their book every 4 months in 327 languages. It takes Herculean effort and great organization to do this. You can see one of their enthusiastic distributors there with a sign that has a book stand underneath it. They have these deployed all over the world in hundreds of countries, and when one of their books comes out, they're able to cover an entire city within a few days because they're so organized. And so that's how they're doing millions of copies. They even print their own books. They grow their own resources to create ink and paper. And they do everything in-house. They have their own buildings where they house the printing presses and everything like that. So where are we compared to that? Sometimes we think, oh, you know, we're so great at literature distribution. But look at the Jehovah's Witness and the Gideon's Bible, and then there's us as the BBT. Tiny in comparison. So we should feel dissatisfaction that why are others able to do this and not us? Of course, there's a little slight time difference, but the other is expectation. If we expect it to do much bigger, and we're looking and thinking in big ways, there's a magic in it. There's special magic in thinking big and big and big and bigger. And not just being satisfied with what we have now, but think about what we could possibly do and don't put any restriction on it. Is it possible to cover the earth, actually, not just figuratively? In the beginning days of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, sometimes devotees thought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's edict that this movement should be spread all over the world might mean just in India. Even that seemed impossible. But Prabhupada, our Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, thought, yes, what can be, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it could spread all over the world. And he set about doing it, even with meager resources, or I dare say, no resources. And by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, it expanded. So let's look at how Prabhupada thought. There's much evidence from his life and teachings, but here's a quote where he says, we must expand more and more unlimitedly. That's an expansive statement. And he said, the sales figures, this is my only solace in life. There's a way in which to measure how we're expanding also, especially in the realm of book distribution. It's very measurable, and there's great satisfaction in Srila Prabhupada's heart to see those numbers increase. And he said, always remember our first business, preaching and distributing literatures. Never mind, we have to live under a tree. And if we attend to this, then naturally other kinds of resources come into play as we push on the Sankirtan movement. Also, there's great benefit in book distribution. What can it do for a community or for an individual? It's high sadhana. The act of doing the right thing by walking out the door, leaving the threshold of your nice warm house or apartment or van or temple, and going out into the great unknown, in and of itself is a kind of high sadhana, because why are you going out? Oh, you have to think about that once you leave the doorway. We're like, why am I doing this? Why would I want to leave the comfort of my home and go out into a seemingly uncomfortable situation? As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked me to do it, Srila Prabhupada asked us to do it. There's a statement in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says, there's nobody more dear to me than those who take the risk of preaching Krishna consciousness. And through going out and meeting people and having to develop the wherewithal to present the books, one develops one's own very high standard of Krishna consciousness. In a community where there's an emphasis on book distribution, then all other programs thrive. And everyone's affected by the energy of book distribution. In fact, Prabhupada writes in the seventh purpose of ISKCON that we would achieve the six aforementioned principles and purposes by publishing and distributing books, magazines, and other writings. So here's the new wave of book distribution that's sweeping the world. It's team-based. When we put together devotees and organize teams, they work together and there's a synergy. We get greater energy than we would if we're working independently. Also, it's goal-driven. When we have a clear goal in mind, then the mind immediately wants to run towards the goal and see how to achieve it. In fact, we find oftentimes when we go to communities who are just starting, for instance, a monthly Sankirtan festival, and we ask them to set a goal, write it down on a piece of paper, and agree to it. At first, there's a little hesitation because everybody knows what that means. And as soon as they write the number on a piece of paper and they all look at each other in the eyes and say, yes, we're going to do this, then the energy starts to flow in the room. And I just saw it recently in Alachua, Florida, where they agreed together. In fact, I met with the GBC temple president and the temple board there, because when they asked us to come and present how to do the monthly Sankirtan festival and organize a team there, I said, first, we must meet with the temple president, GBC, and board and decide amongst the top leadership that we're going to go for this. Otherwise, in fact, I don't go to a place that doesn't agree to that, because it's a waste of time. Unless it's ratified at the top, then it won't pervade the community. So they got together, and we had an hour-long discussion back and forth. They had done $20,000 last year, and could they come to write $40,000 on a piece of paper and say, that's what we'll do this year? Well, just in the process of considering it, I saw that the whole room came alive. And, you know, as their fingers were about to touch the the pen and, you know, write, yes, we'll do 40,000 and then sign it. That's an energy, even before they even put their name on the paper, it started coming, well, we could do it like this, and we could do that, like we're missing this place, we could do that. And when they signed it, then the whole community could feel that energy. So when the goal is set, it's like flipping a switch. As soon as you flip that switch and say, I'm going to do this, then the energy comes in, and not before, until you actually are serious about it and you commit to it, then that energy is withheld, and you can only speculate about what might have been. So the new wave of book distribution means everybody gets to join. Everybody's invited. It's not a secular service. It's not reserved for a certain class of person, but everyone can join in with the book distribution. This creates a stable model, because a few devotees doing a lot can fall apart at any minute, because as we know, people come and go. And if you have 3 or 6 or even just 10 devotees who are doing the lion's share of the book distribution in any one community, if 1 or 2 or 3 of them move on for one reason or another, then you reduce by a third or by 100% if you only have 3 people. But if you get everybody involved, as we should be, because it's meant for our own purification, then you have a stable model. One of the ways that this is easily achieved is through the monthly Sankirtan festival, which is a fun way to get everybody involved. It means once a month, everybody comes together to go out on book distribution, Harinam, distribution of prasadam, and then we feel strength in numbers as we walk out the door. We come back at the end of the day, share the realizations, have prasadam together, and everyone remembers the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement, that it's a living movement, it's a mission. Sri Vrindavan Devi Dasi, who's the Sankirtan leader in Alachua, Florida, he came to several SOS, or Sankirtan orientation sessions. She's a strong advocate for book distribution, goes out herself and is organizing the whole Alachua community. And she saw how team leaders emerged as they set their goals, and it's created a kind of a powerful energy. Not kind of a, it's definitely created a powerful energy there in Alachua. Bhaktivedanta Manor, same thing. The devotees feel reignited for the fire of Sankirtan. ISKCON Pune, where the great Radhisham Prabhu resides. Now they have several MSFs going on around Pune every month because they have such a large, vast area to cover and so many congregational members. So it's growing there, and the energy is palpable. It's also in Durban, South Africa. These are a few places, but there are literally now dozens of them around the world who are doing the monthly Sankirtan Festival. And the results speak for themselves. Team North America have more than tripled book distribution over the last several years, starting in 2008, where we were doing a paltry and embarrassing 0.6 million. That means way under $1 million to the BBT in the richest country in the world. And using the techniques we just mentioned, it has now grown to over $2 million a year, which is what I call a nice start. And and these are following some basic principles, the MSF, the teamwork principle. And we had 41 temples remitting to the BBT in 2008. Now we have over 71 temples remitting. So teamwork works. Everyone, one for all, all for one and one for all. When we first started this model here at ISV, where we didn't record individual scores, report individual scores, a senior devotee called up, and I think he talked to a current author, maybe it was over Facebook, but there was some concern he expressed. He said this wasn't Prabhupada's program. Prabhupada emphasized competition. So Kurnath, being the very intelligent person that he is, said, okay, compete with us. And now, I'm happy to say, through this method of teamwork and so forth, our competitors basically have, well, we're doing quite well. And the very person who called us, who was a leader of one of the teams, who was doing quite well in North America now, is respecting the principles because it's worked so well here at ISV. So there's the word glocal. Everyone say. Glocal is the actual word now, reflecting or characterized by both local and global considerations. So this has also always been part of our mission here at ISV, that we're a proving ground. We're a place where we experiment with Sankirtan and then with the idea of exporting it to make sure it goes out all over the world. And we should always be thinking like that. We don't care who gets the credit. We just want to see that it gets done. We want to celebrate with all the devotees that the world's being covered by Sankirtan and that everybody's succeeding. So whatever we can discover here, we want to export around the world, and whatever other people are discovering, we want to import. And we should be thinking in those ways. So this was approved in 2013. There was even a sense of frustration, I think, amongst the GBC. So they were pushing that the local GBC should each have a plan how to increase book distribution in their areas. And then 2017, when I gave my first presentation in January, we introduced this idea of having a one-world team, just as we had in North America developed a one-continent-wide team. So we said, if it worked in a continent, it can work in the world. So they ratified this statement, which is the GBC embraces the one world team to cooperate with the expansion and organization of book distribution all over the world. So what is a one world team, and what would it look like, and how can you even measure such a thing? First of all, you'd have to have a one world goal. And we see it as individual communities there on the left have their percentage goals to reach. Then, of course, the continents each would look at their collective goal. And then, of course, you'd measure it theoretically in the world. So, first of all, here's what we know so far from using expert help, especially from our members of our team who are very good at data analysis, and painstakingly, it's not so easy to get all the numbers together, but Radha Mohan Prabhu up in Toronto, Canada, is expert in this, and he's measured over the last 5 years worldwide, world literature. This is from the WSN, which means the World Sankirtan Newsletter. We've increased by an average annual growth of 1%, which again, I would use the word paltry. We saw that the Gideon's is increasing by 8% a year and so forth. And of course, this isn't entirely accurate because the WSN goes by people who call in their Sankirtan scores. That is, they write in or call in and they say, this is how many books we distributed. They could write anything, I mean, or they could just not call in. So we don't know exactly, but it's inspiring to at least to have some measurement, and this is what the WSN shows. But more accurately are the remittances, that is how many dollars come into each BBT division each year, and that's how we really can track how we're doing, because the dollars don't lie. You either send them in or you don't. And according to our measurements for the world over the last 5 years, we have about a 3% average annual growth, considering adjustments for inflation and so forth. And Radha Mohan Prabhu has a formula by which he freezes each currency at a certain year, and we just measure the percentage increase in remittance based on those particular frozen figures. So world remittances in millions of dollars, and that reflects what I just said, because you see the little FX, the foreign currency on the right-hand side. It doesn't, the fluctuation doesn't make that much difference, but it makes some difference. And it's of great concern because some currencies in South America fluctuate wildly. And world remittance by temple participation. This is a kind of a complicated chart, and so is that. I just want to bring your attention to the fact that it exists, and it can be explained in detail, but I'm not going to, because I like this chart better. This shows the number of temples in 2017 by size of remittance. And NR, say NR, means no remittance. And then you have the under 5,000, the between 5 and 50,000, between 50 and 100,000, between 100 and 250,000, between 250,000 and 500,000, and above 500,000. So those are the categories of remittance, how much money they're sending into their local Bhaktivedanta book trust. That means they're buying books, they're sending in their money, and that's how it's counted. So if you'll notice that 53 temples, that's 16% of the worldwide conglomerate of all our centers around the world, are NR. What's NR?
No remittance.
No remittance, okay. 32% are under $5,000. Anybody have $5,000 in their car right now? Probably. You probably have it in your wallet. I mean, that's not a big thing to come up with $5,000. Maybe some places is harder than others, but it can be done. And there are 108 temples that are under $5,000. So that represents half of the whole world. So as I'll show you, we call these low-hanging fruits, hopefully, because it means that they can get dramatic percentage increases practically right away, especially the NRs, because if there's no remittance and you just throw in a dollar, hey, you increase by quite a bit. Okay, so then we have 37% are between the 5 and 50,000, then 8% between 50 and, as you can see, the chart gets thinner and thinner as it goes up into the regions. So Delhi, Mumbai, and ISV account for 20% of the total world remittance for book distribution. All right. So that means low-hanging fruits, and there are 53 temples that reported zero, and there are the rest, 32%, 108, as I mentioned. So we see this as optimistic in a sense that it's a great opportunity, that with through some education and helping people come up through the process of teamwork and various principles that work everywhere, they can increase. So this is another look at a system we've come up with for worldwide goals or continent-wide goals, and that is a blended goal. So far we've had in North America goals of 20%, 20%, and then 10, 10, 10, 10. And once you start getting up into 500,000, if you're getting another 10% increase, the effort required is quite a bit more than if somebody gave $1,000 last year and they need a 10% increase. So is that sustainable? That's a question that a lot of people were asking. And so we looked into various models, and this is one of the models that many multinational corporations use. And this is a blended goal. So that means the NRs, they can do whatever and they'll be counted. And then they'll have a base to work from the next year. And then the under 5,000s, we'd ask them to have a 50% increase, because after all, that's not so hard at that level. And as you can see, as it goes up, then each one of the areas would be asked to do less of a percentage of increase. And then you get up into the 500,000K plus, and then you say, okay, do 1.5% increase. And even sustaining what you're doing at 500,000 is a big deal. And it's much more reasonable to look at 1.5% increase on 500,000 and so forth. Does that make sense? Yes. Does that look more sustainable and reasonable? So this is what we presented to the GBC, that based on the numbers we have now for remittances in the world, we're proposing a goal for the world for 2018 of a 10% increase through a blended rate. And this would mean a huge increase over what we're doing now on an average level, which is about 3%. But we feel that with a little bit of focus on these principles and also looking at the low-hanging fruits, there's a good opportunity to hit this goal. What do you all think?
Yes.
I thought you'd think that. Okay, so the idea is do better than yourself locally. Measure against your own goals, and then grow by sharing nationally. Everybody works together to see that their whole continent, their whole continental area comes up. and then scale the success internationally. Bring it up to an international level so the Krishna consciousness movement can work together as one team, one unit, even though there's always individual competition. It never goes away. It's a natural part of the living experience. As a living entity, we're always looking to say, hey, how'd he do that? So we have BBT Marketing Services, a new department that was started a couple of years ago. And in the marketing department, we're exporting, packaging, training, best practices, resources. We have regular reports we're generating, global Sankirtan leaders teams. We have discussion forums and so forth. And we're offering to each one of the GBCs to prepare individual reports to show the status of each temple in their zone relative to their goals, just as we've done to some degree here in North America. So these are, you know what, the semblance, the beginnings of a quarterly report by GBC would look like, but it's very frenetic looking at that, so I spared you by moving on. Global Sankirtan leaders teams we have in various places. We started years ago the North American Sankirtan leaders team, and in India we have the Indian Sankirtan leaders team, and we also now have a global Sankirtan leaders team. And these kinds of teams are very helpful in sharing best practices and continuing the goals. So in the final third of this presentation, we opine that success is not a mystery, it's a recipe. You don't just by accident increase, especially on the level of world organization. You have to be very systematic in the whole affair. So repeating our mantras for that, keeping it simple, that goals are potent. If you have a goal, then you're serious. And if you have a goal, you're not even in the game. You're not serious, you're not in the game, so don't even pretend that you are. What gets measured gets improved. And unless you're measuring carefully and accurately, you're not improving and you don't have any chance to improve. Also, where attention goes, energy flows. If you're giving attention to a particular project, then you have the opportunity to increase. And it will increase just by giving your attention, even if you think you don't know what you're doing to start with. If you give it attention, it will grow. The principle of a lot of people each doing a little bit works everywhere. And the four laws of book distribution, which again and again we bring to the fore, because just by following these, that is, your sadhana must be strong, emphasizing hearing and chanting, the constant reading of Prabhupada's books, memorizing chapters, chanting good rounds, attending the programs, following the four regulative principles. This is the genesis and the support of our whole movement. There is no other power besides this. Then you must get books, because we've scientifically studied. We've gone to Ivy League schools and done double-blind studies, and we found out you can't distribute books that you don't have. The more you show, the more you sell is always a winner, because living entities are looking all over the universe to try to find something nice, and all they're seeing are various reflections of the material energy here, there, and everywhere. But when they see Prabhupada's books, there's something special that flashes in their mind's eye. They realize that, I just saw something that's different. And even if they don't take a book, when they see devotees out distributing books, chanting Hare Krishna, then it sticks in their mind and heart. And what to speak of those who actually take a book with them and they bring it to their home. It's a life-changing experience for them, and also for others who live with them or to whomever the book is passed on to in the future. And the fourth principle is you must organize. There are whole departments in universities now that dedicate themselves to how to organize, how to manage projects and so forth. Our mentor in Southern California, Rupa Nuga Prabhu, teaches a class on project management at the PhD level. And so there's unlimited principles that one can glean from the world in order to organize for Lord Chaitanya. And one should take all those things. Just invest in them and find out what they are and utilize them. Also, basic principles, keeping the bar low to start. For instance, when we just went to Alachua to start the program, many devotees were going out for their first time or revisiting book distribution after 20 years and so forth. So what did we emphasize in beginning the program? The only goal was to go out together. We actually said, we're not going out to distribute books. We're only going out to touch the pavement. And once you touch the pavement, you're done. That's your only goal. And then people would say, really? Yeah, really, that's it. And they said, I can do that. I can touch the pavement. And even now that they've picked up momentum there in Alachua, I still see coming through their WhatsApp group that they're sending in pictures. We touched the pavement. So you need small goals, very low bar goals to start with in a project so that everyone feels encouraged that I can do this. I don't have to perform. I just need to do the right thing, and Krishna will give me intelligence how to increase. Powerful innovations that flat out work. Go Matsya is a project that is evolving, and very rapidly so, because now we started here at ISV, and the devotees headed by Devesh and Vrindarika and their teams in the UK are now investing lots of time and energy developing the website and cooperating with everybody else around the world to increase Gomatsya, which is to present people wherever we go with the opportunity of helping the mission to save the Vedas. And in the process, of course, they take a full set of Bhagavatams and Chaitanya Charitamritas. And there's much to say about Gomatsya, but it's one of the programs that's working very well around the world, and thousands of sets of Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatams are going out in many places around the world. Then, of course, another innovation we've had recently is language cards. Proud to say that in Jagannath Puri, groups of Chinese, Japanese, and American devotees distributed over 5,000 books within a few days in Jagannath Puri. How did they do that? Not knowing Aryan or Bengali or Hindi. They use these language cards. And just by handing over a card in somebody's language and then showing them the card, they'll happily take the book and donate. You'll increase your book distribution by a solid 33% just by using language cards. There's one in Arabic, which has been very successful. Then we have the Bhadra campaign. Mark your calendars. It's September 25th this year. And this is the secret that's been in front of our eyes for many years. If on a full moon day of the month of Bhadra, one places Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne and gives it as a gift, he will attain the supreme transcendental destination. That's a direct statement from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Similar statements are there in the Kurma Purana. So one might take advantage of this by making sure that one distributes at least one Srimad Bhagavatam set to somebody on the day of Bhadra Purnima. So we're gearing up for that early this year. Last year, we started late, and we distributed over 200 sets just in a few cities, as you can see on the screen. And then there's Kids Sankirtan. And kids rock. Especially devotee kids, they're basically shot from a cannon. They came from their last life as being devotees, maybe some of them even in ISKCON. And now they're recycled back in, and they come out. They came out fully equipped with what they need to push on Lord Chaitanya's movement. They just need a framework to work in. And so I think Kids Sankirtan is one of the most encouraging programs that we have. Not only are the kids really good at Sankirtan, and as they perform Sankirtan in their lifetime, they learn things that they wouldn't learn anywhere else. I mean, I know lots of people that get degrees in law, but then they don't know how to market themselves. They don't know how to do anything after. They might even get a PhD, and they sit around thinking, you know, what do I do now? But those who learn how to do book distribution early in their life, they know how the energies of the world work. They know how to communicate with people. They know how to add stuff up. They know what it means to hit goals. These are more important, I would argue, aspects of education. And so the kids are learning all that, and they're turning into leaders and developing their own programs. What's more, they also, as the wherever the kids go, the parents go. And so the whole community follows the kids, actually. So here's one of my favorites. I have a picture. Here's a before and after picture. There's before. That's we were able to dig up this picture from about 12 years ago when I took out several five-year-olds. And then you can see, okay, that was then, here's now. We got from Srivatsa, book distribution has helped me as a person. It helped me value gifts that Srila Prabhupada has given us so much more. And then you can see him there. He's taller than me now. And that's just a few years ago when we went out. And that first excursion on book distribution with these five-year-olds taught me a lesson, because I remember, I mean, there's the guy who just bought a book back there. He looks all happy from the energy. Look at the kids. We went to one house, and the lady was on her porch. This is right next door to this guy, I think. And as we were coming through the gate, she saw that we had books, and she said, "Oh, no, I'm a Christian." And then the kids didn't know what that meant. So they ran up to her, and they started saying, "This is Krishna, and here's a cow, and there's a Vaikuntha." And she was looking, and she looks at me, and she goes, "All right, how much is it?" So kids, Sankirtan is spreading all over the world. The idea, there's nurturing tender hearts they have now in ISKCON London, where the kids are going out. And we have also the Sankirtan orientation seminars that are spreading around the world. Those are some of the locations that it's been taught. And it has a marked difference. We can actually measure the difference when people come and take the Sankirtan orientation session, that the temples have measurable increases, and so do the individuals who take it. Shastra Dan, it turns out that people like to give money for book distribution. It's one of the best places to invest your money. After all, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said it. He said, if you ever get money, print books. So if you don't know what to do with your money, if you leave it sitting there, it's going to get eaten up by inflation, or there's going to be a bear market and you're going to lose it, or the government will come and take it, or your uncle Dilip will come by and say, "Listen, I need to have an operation. You got to pay up, because there's nobody else in the family that has money, and you'll lose it all." But if you invest it in book distribution, it's to your eternal benefit. So Gita Jayanti is an opportunity for that. That's been very successful. And we emphasize effective fundraising for Shastra Dan. We note that Team ISV collected $80,000 in 30 minutes, and Team Toronto, using the exact same template, raised $55,000 in 20 minutes. How did they do that? Well, we innovated. Those little beads up there happen to have been dipped in 20 kuns and put on the lotus feet of 20 deities around Govardhan, and we made a video to prove it, that that's where they were, and we offered them as incentives. Of course, people are happy to give anyway, but if you organize your fundraiser and don't do it as an afterthought, you can be highly successful in raising huge piles of cash to invest in book distribution, which we recommend. Then, of course, Motel Gita, which is a special arrangement by Lord Chaitanya. Who could have thought that there would be motels all over the world and they would all be run by Gujaratis, who just happen to love Krishna and they love the Bhagavad Gita? If that's not Lord Chaitanya's big neon sign saying opportunity, then I don't know what is. And if we miss that, then we're insane. We're actually literally, clinically insane. So Motel Gita is the cutting-edge program that has the potential to do more for book distribution than any other program in the world. So devotees are taking advantage of that. Now, corporate Sankirtan, people thought, due to limiting self-limiting beliefs, that it could only be done in India or something like that, only in a few places. It's not possible. But here, led by Shraddha Mukharavind and others, was showing that corporate Sankirtan can be done anywhere. Great secret, you just have to be really nice to people and then tell them what you're doing. Be very, very nice to people for 11 months and then in December, tell them what you're doing. And they'll be happy to pay up in big ways to help spread Lord Chaitanya's movement. Bridge books is something we're working on at the BBT right now. There's been a few new titles, Vanity Karma. This one in the middle, Hiding an Unnatural Happiness. Happy to say Devamrita Swami's coming in tonight. He'll be here tomorrow. He wrote that book. It's been a huge success. Over 100,000 copies now distributed. And Inner Yoga has been a huge success also. People are snapping up that book here, there, and everywhere. There are great resources on distributebooks.com that people can take advantage of. Our family business is in its third printing, and it has now been translated into Russian and Chinese. and is making its way around the world with the very principles that I'm mentioning in this presentation. Then we have the Kirtan Oasis, which is a cutting-edge way of presenting the same thing we've always presented, which is Harinam, but in ways that appeals to the public sensibilities so they can jump in and want to be part of something, a festival-like presentation. And this is still in the development stage, but even in the early stages, we're finding really pleasing results coming from the Kirtan Oasis movement. And it's a way that we could, especially in countries that allow such things, that we could spread our wings and reintroduce the Hare Krishna movement to the public. Using tech tools, very important. I found just in Alachua, just by setting up a WhatsApp group, that immediately the cohesion and the communication level went up by 80%, maybe 90%, helping to hold together the whole party. So these communication, all this technology comes to naught unless it's used for Lord Chaitanya's movement. It's actually a waste. And most of it's used for nefarious kinds of presentations around the world. But if we take it using the principle of Ajagar Vritti, which Prabhupada mentioned when he was walking in the park in Denver, beautiful park, and there's nobody there except for the devotees, and Prabhupada said, yes, this is our process. It said, the mouse digs a hole, and then the snake comes in, eats the mouse, and uses the hole. Manage the results of your book distribution. So, not that we just distribute books, but there are results from distributing books, and that means we have to use principles for follow-up to make sure that we take care of everybody who's touched by the transcendental vibration, making lasting connections. Here we've inaugurated the GIFT, G-I-F-T, Giving and Friendship Team, through which we're connecting with each one of the people that has an interest in Krishna consciousness that we meet when we're in Sankirtan. And one of the principles is that after people are enlivened about the idea of spiritual life, we have to show them the ladder. That means there have to be steps they can take so they can move up and see the next step. That's a human nature that when you see a ladder, you want to climb it. So we also have to show people how to make baby steps in defined ways so they know they're making advancement. There are interactive electronic programs like this website that started by Pancharatna Prabhu and team called Chant Now, which helps people as online. They call it a digital spiritual incubator. And we also, I mentioned earlier about most likely to succeed. When the GBC temple presidents and council in the local area are in agreement, then it's possible to do something. Then, of course, with all growth industries, one must observe what are the obstacles and then find out ways to remove them. So three ways to remove the obstacles get in the way of growth. First is identify what they are. If you find out what your obstacles are and then categorize them and make them visible, don't run from them, and then list seven ways to remove each obstacle. There's a very powerful three-step process through which one can continue growing despite the fact that obstacles come of their own accord. So our proposed goal for the world for 2018, ratified by the GBC body unanimously, was to get a 10% blended rate increase. And everyone can check in through bbt.worldteam@gmail.com. Gaur Premanande Haribo.